Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/FTSW. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Come to Air Temple Island, the new home.
I'm the Avatar. You gotta chill with it.
You're the Avatar, and I'm an idiot.
You're a firebender. Boil it yourself.
Bolin's got some moves, huh?
I will make no such promises.
The morning is evil.
We shall meet again soon, beautiful woman.
I've been dying to ask you, what happened to Zuko's mom?
I can't wait to get started.
Yes! Finally!
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar the Last Airbender and the Legend of Korra podcast for DongBuFang.net. If you want extensive in-depth discussion on Korra from longtime knowledgeable fans of Avatar and longtime fandom members, then this is the podcast for you. I am your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Allie.
Hello.
Sam.
Oh, hi everybody.
Mel.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Hi.
Today, September 13th. Hooray. Korra Book 2 will be premiering Friday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, and we will be discussing the recent promo that came out with that, along with the new starting time slot. And
now,
also,
how many days did it take?
Between the end of Book 1 and now? I think it was 414 days to give us a release date. So congratulations, Nick. You are the worst network on television.
Maybe your panties out of lunch.
Questionably Cartoon Network, but for something they did with Young Justice was pretty terrible. But yeah. Anyway, we thought Nick would be much worse than they were because they were originally planning on making us sit through The Last Airbender, the movie, today in order to get the promo, but they put it online. Okay. So that was good. But I still live tweeted it, so, and on our Twitter, you can check that out at DongBuFang, no spaces.
Don, we've already done so much.
I know, we've done a lot of ridiculing of the movie, but I did more today, so, you know. But anyway, wakeboarding is not what we're talking about today. We are talking about recent Korra stuff. Yes, wakeboarding. Watch the commentaries. Which you did, so you should understand that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway. So, we're going to do a bunch of news to catch up on. And eventually we'll get to Book 2 predictions, which I don't know how that'll go. Between that, we will go scene by scene through the promo. There's a few new things to discuss. But let us start with September 13th. This is a Friday night. No more mornings at 11 a.m. because the morning is evil. And it's 7 p.m., which is weird, but makes sense for Nick. Because Nick is younger, I guess.
What did they call that slot? They call it the death slot. That one.
On networks on Fridays at 8. Yeah, it's changing, but they used to put bad shows there that were going to get canceled. But no longer. It's somewhat changing. And Nick, that's not what it is anyway. Nick puts their prime programming Friday nights.
But, you know, all the young adults, they can just watch Korra before they go out and party, so it's fine.
Yeah, this is a really good time slot for college students.
Let me get my nerd on before I do legal things.
Yeah, but no, because we're going to be podcasting Friday night, so you don't get to go.
that's such a drag.
I don't know if you want me on those podcasts, right?
You will not be drinking on the podcast.
I wouldn't do it on the podcast.
Maybe after.
I'm professional.
Afterwards is fine. You can do what you want. Anyway, we're very happy about this. Yeah. Podcast dad, yes. The new time slot, you guys are fans of this, yes?
I like it better than 11 a.m. in the morning.
Sure.
I'm the only one who had a reaction to it.
You guys are enthused. Wow.
I mean, I don't really
care.
I just have stuff to do on Fridays.
It's
Japanese.
PM.
No.
She has Japanese to do.
No, it's not. Well, that's in the morning.
Oh, I thought you said it went late at night.
A big fan of this time slot because I don't have to wake up at 10:30 anymore, and this is before any Friday night activities might be. It's pretty perfect.
Ooh. You know what they say? They say early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy and wise and whatever.
Why is it a man?
Wealthy and wise.
Yeah, I think it is a man, yeah.
Oh.
sexist.
Why can't it be anyone? Yeah. Anyone could be.
But
wise,
anyway,
healthy.
He's a woman.
In terms of what this means for Korra, I think the reason they did this is because they have things to show on at that time slot. I think they're going to keep Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at the 11 o'clock or 11:30 time slot, and they also have the Rabbids show in one of those two. So they could have bumped one of those for Korra, but then maybe they realized that Friday nights are better than Saturday mornings for a older audience.
When Avatar was airing, was it on Fridays too?
It was on Fridays at 8.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah, so this is weird because
it's kind of reminiscent.
It's 7.
Ish. What, 7's a weird time?
Well, yeah, it's not quite prime time, but for like kids' shows, I guess it's prime time.
It's like, I don't know, like Wheel of Fortune is on.
8 o'clock is the prime time on Saturday for kids' shows.
Avatar was on at 8. Why is 7
that?
I don't know.
It's just how the TV gods want it to be.
Well, it's not the TV gods, it's executives at Nickelodeon who really don't know what they're doing. So. Hopefully, this will be good. I don't think this will increase ratings.
I don't think it'll be bad.
It won't be. I probably won't be bad.
Why would it be bad?
Well, the reason it could be bad is because Saturday mornings on Nickelodeon have a built-in. It's like you're gonna get 3 million viewers if you show a new show Saturday mornings.
Yeah, so, but college students don't wake up on Saturday.
As much as Korra,
college students have things to do on Friday night.
As much as we'd like to think the entire Korra audience is just college students, it's mostly children.
It's like right before the kiddies go to bed, right before bedtime. It's like
so. This is
it's everyone.
I think this is a little more risky because there's not a built-in audience, but there's maybe more upside because it's more accessible. So I guess we'll see. Though I'm very excited, and I did like a little mock schedule you can check out on our Tumblr. If Nick airs Korra uninterrupted, it will end at the end of November, the week before Thanksgiving.
November 22nd, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, but that's...
Because it's a bunch of two-part.
So that's assuming that are 3 two-part episodes in the season, which we know there are, and they air them.
Would they air on the same day? I don't think that would happen.
It almost always happens with Avatar and Korra.
Maybe it won't happen.
It's possible it wouldn't. Like, beginnings...
Have you ever seen Degrassi? They don't do that.
I could see beginnings airing on separate weeks.
No, that was Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek. your teen drama's right.
Let's do this now, though. We got...
there was an attempt.
We got new episode titles from Nick N. Moore, who's a website. They are a reliable source.
Who's a website.
They are not Nickelodeon. They are. But there's, as some people are... There's two reactions. One, people in the fandom either believe everything they hear, like people thought that it would be September 7th, because they're not smart. And come on. You should know what sources are... Learn to figure out what a reliable source is, or just listen to Donald.
Oh my god, he gets so bent out of shape about this
because, like,
even if it's on a small scale, even if I'm like, hey, I heard this thing, and I say this is the source, he wigs
everything.
Out.
It's
no, I don't tweet. I'm on Tumblr.
She retumbles.
Term is reblog.
Reblogs. I'm aware. You have to figure out the line between believing everything and only believing what Nick says, because there is a line to be drawn. Nick and Moore gets advanced schedules for things like Teen Nick, which I'm pretty sure this is where it's coming from. Last year, even though we didn't really know it, Korra repeats aired on Teen Nick on like Sundays. So they see the episode titles on those schedules. And for this reason, I think that the third and fourth episodes of Korra are called Civil Wars Parts 1 and 2. And I think that they'll be airing on the same day because Nick and Moore would have gotten an advanced September schedule. So these would have to both air in September on the same day. The second episode of Korra is called The Southern Lights. And as we know, the first episode is Rebel Spirit.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to air the two first episodes together at one?
I don't see any indication that they'll do that. It's possible, though. They did that for Korra, but...
This is still Korra.
For book one. But...
What?
But, so if you look at precedent from Avatar, the second and third seasons aired only one episode as their premiere.
They did that. I'd like it if they did that.
So the first season of every series does it twice, so...
It's way too small of a sample size
to conclude
that, but it seems like that.
How many episodes are you in this? 14?
There are 14 episodes. We know two-parters will be Civil Wars, episodes 3 and 4, Beginnings, which
are... See, that's really random. Like
somewhere in the middle of the season. And there's never been an Avatar core season without a two-part finale, at least, so...
Yeah, but it's weird that they have that just two-part thing, like, right in the beginning-ish. It's just not weird.
Really. I think it does seem a bit out of place. Like, Civil Wars is something you'd lead up to, really, usually.
Yeah, there's not much precedent for a two-part episode this early in the season. The closest we have is...
Unless, like, stuff is really going down.
The season one of Avatar, Avatar Roku in the Spirit World.
I thought of a funny
Maybe
thing,
they just want to try new things.
Yeah. Okay, next, in Korra news. We didn't finish discussing the Southern Lights. None of these titles really reveal it. I like the Civil Wars. Like, the interesting thing about Civil Wars is that it's plural.
I was going to say, yeah, it's plural.
Like, we know this obvious Civil War could be the Northern and Southern Water Tribes. But, like, what else? What other
Everyone's spirits? Just fighting everyone.
We're going to have a Civil War in the Spirit World.
That would be interesting. How would that work?
You have good spirits and bad spirits, and they fight each other civilly.
Oh, I was thinking more like spirits versus humans.
Maybe it's like spirits who are pro-Avatar and spirits who are anti-Avatar.
Yeah.
I feel like, so it's going to be an X-Men thing here.
Like the dark spirits are going to be like outcast from the main spirit world or something.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably it.
I kind of took it as a spirits versus humans thing, like how we saw with Avatar 1.
Well, that wouldn't really be a civil war then.
I just thought it
would have
war
to be within a faction.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jeff's probably right that it's spirits is the second one. It couldn't really be anything else. We're not focusing on the Fire Nation or Earth Kingdom this season, so. Mm. But yeah, the Southern Lights, we see the Southern Lights in some of the trailer footage, so I guess that's it.
Those are the Southern Lights.
I assume it has some significance. It could just be a moody thing, like Voice in the Night, like just setting the stage, you know.
Ooh, Southern. So
it looks like in those scenes where we see the Southern Lights, we see this scene where like Mako and Bolin seem to be like running after Korra into this light column thing.
Yeah.
As if they're going into the spirit world. Mm-hmm. So maybe the first half of that two-parter Civil Wars is going to start with Korra in the spirit world trying to find her way around.
I see. So like it preludes to Civil Wars.
Could be.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's we did see that thing in the trailer.
Unless they make their way out of it before the episode ends, and then whatever.
But then they could go back with Jenora and Korra. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably Jenora and Korra is probably after Civil Wars.
Hmm.
That also could be Southern Lights, though.
Like leading, like right after
like
that.
It seems like there's like a whole episode devoted to them wandering around in the spirit world for that.
Yeah.
I want there to be more than one.
It could be more than one. It should be noted that most of the footage we've seen is probably from the first several episodes because they're probably not finished with the later ones yet.
Mm.
Like in the commentaries, much to our surprise, Mike and Brian said they were working on the finale up until a few days it aired.
Oh my god!
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's
gotta be nerve wracking,
people.
So they I assume for like the second half of the season, they probably aren't finished yet.
Jesus
so
Christ.
This could be like up through beginning. Well, they have footage back from beginning.
You think they like learned their lesson and give them
no, nope.
Well, they're kind of in a hurry. Like it's already been over a year.
Just a little bit with the fans being all, "Where's Korra?"
Yeah,
They need to be like Blizzard.
What does Blizzard do?
Get there when it gets. Blizzard doesn't release software until they're done with it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how many years it takes.
Yeah, I think TV usually. Most TV shows probably work on production as the season airs.
Yeah.
Definitely for animation like this that takes so long. But yeah, we'll try to get more into what scenes are from what when we go over the promo footage. it should be noted that Rebel Spirit, as we discussed, our last podcast, our last main cast, was right after Comic-Con. And since then, recorded versions of Rebel Spirit have surfaced. There are two versions out there. I guess I shouldn't get into details on how they got there, but one of them's really bad, and one of them is audible, like our sponsor, but as used as an adjective. But yeah, you can hear what the dialogue in one of the versions, and I don't want to say it's worth watching. Like at this point, you might as well wait a month. But it's out there, and at some point, I linked to it on the DF Tumblr, so you can go through the DF Tumblr archives to find it. A link of it. What I did was it was out there in multiple parts. In Bend It Like Korra's Tumblr, they said they found it somewhere. I stitched the parts together and added the animatic footage, which Nick released in its final form. So it's like a coherent episode, and you can actually watch it, and it works. But we're not going to podcast about it until it's out there in high quality. And I guess probably you shouldn't watch it until it's there.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't.
I had fun watching.
No,
I did not.
I did.
Same.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Because you, like, splice it together.
Yeah, so I kind of had to watch it. It should be noted that
I'm watching.
Mike and Brent probably don't want you to watch this. if you care about that. But
honestly, no.
I mean, reasonably.
It's been years. Leaks, they know we're going to watch it.
If the episode leaks, people are going to watch it always.
They know us.
Every time you watch a leak episode, a kitten dies.
I would ask Mike and Brian if they actually
like dogs.
It's
so.
Like we're actually talking to Mike and Brian.
Allie. It's a kitten.
I would say, Mike and Brian, a new Game of Thrones episode leaks a month before.
No, one of them, I forget who it was, said his deal is that he doesn't even like watching movie trailers because he doesn't want to know a thing about them.
I don't remember that.
It was one of them, because they were talking about it back before Avatar Season 3 aired. I really can't remember which one said it, but there was like basically like I'll sit in a theater and plug my ears and like won't even watch a trailer
because
I don't want to know anything about the movie before I go in.
I do not remember that. It sounds
half of the time the trailer
sounds more like
Mike.
But anyway.
Yeah, it was forever ago, but it stuck with me because I thought it was the weirdest thing ever.
Whereas
it's
I like
weird.
To read Wikipedia summaries of movies before I go see them.
I don't understand that. So. Anyway, it should be noted, the podcast plan for the next few weeks is today we have BookTube predictions. In 2 weeks, we'll be releasing more minicasts. Hooray! I know you all love minicasts so much. And then that's it until the episode discussions start on September
13th. We need to do 13th. Some more spines.
Spines!
If you sent them to me, I would add them to a minicast.
If I edited them, I would send them to you.
Anyway.
This sounds like a you problem, Mel.
So this is our last main cast until Korra starts. That's why we're doing everything pre-book two now. The art book is out. We're not going to have a podcast on the art book because there's not much to discuss.
Good.
But it's,
art. I'm not going to buy it.
It's
what?
Fairly expensive, so I don't blame you.
I don't have money.
It's really gorgeous, though.
I need it.
I think the thing that stuck out to me most from reading it are the background paintings by... Fred Stewart and Emily something, I think, are the main two background artists. And
yeah, those two.
Yeah, they're really gorgeous paintings.
I totally know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But in terms of new information, I guess there's some like minor things, but like you definitely get to see you see who designed each character, which is kind of interesting. Like most characters,
Roland's mom is actually from the Fire Nation, I think.
Oh yeah,
is that one?
I think they specified that, I guess.
That makes me happy.
Like, Mike and Brian, well, Mike doesn't design anything. Brian only, like, himself designed, he designs all the animals, and he designed Asami, like, in detail.
Asami.
And most of the characters were Joaquin and Ryu. So, yeah, you get to learn the stuff like that. You get to see pretty pictures, but it is, like, $30, so, you know, you design.
Yeah, so,
$30.
Republic City Hustle is a... backstory mini I don't know, what do you call it?
A webisode,
yeah, written by Tim Hedrick, designed by some guy, and I mean,
wow,
the guy is, it should be noted, the guy is part of Nickelodeon Animation and not part of Korra, but
okay. I like the design is very nice,
the design's kind of interesting. Yeah,
it's okay.
So you should go watch.
You're
this
okay.
There's
I am
on.
Not a fan.
You're okay.
Well, Sam.
The design's on Dong, or not the design. The link is on Dongwufeng. The first part of three is out. It's on backstory for Bullen and Mako.
When are the other two parts coming out?
I have no idea.
Dang.
I guess the best thing to compare this to are the chibi shorts. But the chibi shorts were like directly done by Mike and Brian. This doesn't
really
seem to have any involvement from Mike and Brian.
And they didn't, like, hype it at all. It just came out, and
it
was
a
thing.
Like,
it happened, and then it was there.
Yeah.
And everyone was
I don't know if it's, like, a must-see, but, like, obviously check it out.
I tried to watch it, and my internet crept out. I'll watch it later.
It seems like something that wouldn't tell you anything you didn't already know, with the exception of, like, what exactly did Mako do with the triads and
hooray.
That sort of thing. But I don't really
Mako
care.
Mako stole feel about the purse. Gun,
yeah, Mako.
That's the thing that happened.
They should, it's and like a thing where everyone should just break out into a chorus of One Jump Ahead from Aladdin.
Oh, like, by the way, I feel like Bolin in his youth is like Jake's past in Adventure Time. He's like, I didn't know it was wrong. everything. Anyway, The Rift is the sequel, kind of, to the Search. Yeah, I didn't say The Promise. Good job, Dylan. It's the next comic book series by Gene Yang. We will have Gene Yang comic book series for all of eternity.
Yay!
They will never die.
They will never go away. Anyway, the cover art is out for The Rift. Apparently, The Rift will feature mostly Aang and Toph.
The Rift. That's the Rift. Very earthy.
They're ruining the ship.
I think what they're going to start like trying to connect.
No, I'm sure
these comics,
you know,
to Korra now.
Katara will be there, you know, to be arm.
What did you almost call it?
Arm? You know what I almost called her.
Katara will be there to be an object. Yes, exactly.
No,
we're back 20. In the phase where I can't. I call them both Katara. I just have a problem.
No,
with
Katara
both.
is a ship.
No,
it's I'm not trying to make it.
What's that ship?
Katara
I literally
and
cannot
Korra.
Say either of their names correctly.
Anyway,
yeah. I really don't care.
Katara is
you know,
the next Korra, extension of Kadang.
Korra is the name of a ship too. You just have the last of Katara's name in there.
Now it's getting confusing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, who's excited for The Rift? I am not.
No one is.
It's so earthy. The Rift.
Yeah.
And tough.
Like this is just gonna be work. It's not fun. Just it's work.
I felt that way about The Promise. The Search I've enjoyed more.
Oh.
So
I don't
we'll
care.
See. We'll see which way it... Okay, thank you for not caring about my feelings. So.
I don't care. No,
wow.
I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about any of this. I don't care about The Search.
Yeah, many people agree with you. But anyway, The Rift is out March 5th, 2014. So
I realized something. I really want Aang to make a new glider for himself. He still has his old one in the cover, and it's getting old.
I have not thought about that. I guess so, yeah.
I have not thought about that either, till now.
It's a nice glider. It has a snack container.
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, more news. What else do we have to talk about? Okay, so we have more clarification on the animation companies for Book 2 and beyond. Studio Perot, who is an anime studio from Japan, is listed on the credits of episode 1. We know this because people recorded the panel, and one of the panel recordings flips on at the credits, and you see that they're credited for the animation of episode 1 of book 2 of Korra. In addition, people asked on the Studio Mir Facebook page, who is the book 1 animation company, and they are a Korean animation company, how much they did of book 2, and they said 50%. So I feel like that's probably an estimation, but that would imply that they did more than Beginnings, because we know Studio Mir did Beginnings, and we know Pierre, Studio Perot, did episode 1, and beyond that, we don't know for sure.
But I didn't think the Korean animation studio did any, so...
Well, yeah, so apparently they did. Well, they did, definitely.
I'm glad.
Brian said they did Beginnings, and apparently they're doing more. And Studio Mir says book 3 and beyond, they're doing all of it. So Studio Perot is temporary.
Okay.
And yeah, so one thing that should be clarified, I don't think this means Korra is anime for book 2. Despite the fact that an anime studio is doing half of the animation, it's still produced in America.
We need is just that poppy beginning song.
We need an OP for Korra, and it needs to be sung by the voice actors. Claris should do the theme. That'd be awesome. Can we just turn Korra Book 2 into Madoka?
Like, no, okay.
That'd be good. I don't know. I feel like that'd be cool.
Eh.
Avatar.
I wonder if we can infer that they switched to Mirror halfway through the season and just ditched Kira.
Certainly possible.
It's like later.
But if the animation looks the same from the promo, like the trailer we got, which is taken from episodes in the first half of book one or book two, then Kira did all that, leaving 50% left for Mirror.
It's possible, yeah. I don't think we'll know. We probably just won't know for sure until we see the credits of each episode. And even then, the credits aren't necessarily reflective, because it's possible that Mir did revisions on all of the animation, and they'd still credit Pro for this.
Well,
so
Callie's upset about.
Yeah, why are you upset?
I don't know.
You like Japan? Why are you upset?
Yeah,
about
you were about
Japan?
To. You posted
the last what?
Go on.
I don't know, just the last season's animation was nicer. It looked nicer. Not just because it looked less anime. This looks like kind of like half done, some of the shots. Like not as well as it could have been drawn. I don't know. I feel like they were kind of lazy with some stuff. I don't know. It's just,
if you remember Avatar,
I'm picky
it
when
like,
it comes to animation.
Yeah, Beautiful Avatar got a little...
second, and the other second you get Tribute to Katara.
It depended on the episode. It depended on which studio did the episode, or like which.
But
next.
Yeah, so the animation, we'll see. See, I personally am still going to reserve judgment until we see the actual episodes. I think it's probably too hard to tell from promos.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I was mostly impressed from the trailer. This promo, there's some more questionable things, which we'll go over. Specifically, yeah. One shot. But yeah. So, let us, I think that's all the news. We are going to go over the promo. There aren't too many new scenes. There's like 15. And we're going to go over them, try to see where they fit in relation to the trailer and in relation to the season. So, get up the thing if you haven't yet. We're going to start at the beginning.
Oh, wait, what? Okay, hold on.
Yeah. There is a Oogie flying towards an
air. I'm not doing an Oogie.
An air temple.
It would be a flying bison.
Which air temple is this?
Southern air temple.
Is this the southern? Do we know that?
That's where they were going to go.
Well, yeah. We can see it, though.
It looks like the southern air
temple. Okay, there, it looks like the southern air temple.
Tara's like, go to daddy's birthplace and go do your sibling
bond.
Stuff.
Yeah, so
sibling
this is,
bonding.
We should try not to get into too many details from episode one, but...
Oh, yeah. Yes, we should.
No, we shouldn't, because it's spoilers. But yeah, this will happen after episode one. Probably episode two.
Okay. You could have told me that before I said anything.
No, I mean, it's fine. Like, there's not really any spoilers from episode one.
Everyone knows them already anyway.
Well, maybe not casual fans listening to the podcast, so don't.
There are casual fans listening to a podcast.
Yes, there are. Anyways, we see Korra awesomely walking towards camera next.
Yeah.
Which we didn't see anything like this previously, so this is new. Any comments on Korra walking towards camera?
No, Dylan, that's literally all she's doing.
She looks so cool, though.
No, okay, you said that part. It's a silhouette. You can't see anything.
Okay.
Ooh, look at her walk. Walk, walk.
What does she say?
Did you really do that?
I did it.
I didn't hear what you did, but you know.
Walk, walk, fashion, baby.
Okay.
Spider-Man's now. Okay.
Yay, Lady Gaga. Okay, and I'm ready to be Avatar. Is that what she says?
I only ever wanted to be the Avatar.
She says that. Okay.
We're not that far, I don't think.
She says two very similar things in close succession.
Maybe I'm not ready to be the Avatar. Is that what she says?
Yeah, she says, maybe I'm not ready to be the Avatar. Okay.
Didn't we have this discussion last season?
I don't remember when she said that, yeah.
Wait, did she ever say that?
Yeah, well, I should rephrase. I don't know when she would say that.
Is she talking to Aang, though? Who answers her?
Yeah, I'm not clear on that. Let's listen.
Might be Aang.
So you have to believe in yourself. I think there's two contenders. It's either Aang or Unalaq.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. I don't think it's
Or her dad.
It could be her dad. I don't think it sounds like Aang, but people are saying it sounds like Aang.
I don't remember how Aang sounds.
Daddy, why did you eat my fries?
That's not relevant, but okay.
Yes.
What comments? Is this Aang? Is this Unalaq? Is this Tanrak?
I have no idea.
We're supposed to have the answers for these people.
What do you mean? We're not, like...
This just came out today and we're supposed to have the answers.
Yes, that's
I'm
how
only
works.
A 19-year-old girl. Not... I can't...
Oh, I don't...
No, she's like 17.
We are human. Nope.
Yeah. Oh, you're only a 19-year-old girl. I thought you were about Cora. No. I'm like, no, she's younger.
Okay, I can't tell who it is. I think it's Unalaq.
I'm guessing it's her dad.
Great. So we have many options.
I don't know. Half the character, it could be any one of the next five characters.
Yeah, whatever. Let's come back to that maybe. So then we see her with Iki, and we see the scene that no fairy can't go to the Avatar State to win.
Iki's face looks really weird.
Yeah, she does look a little weird. The animatic scenes didn't come out amazing, I don't think. But then we see Korra, a different shot. We saw this in the trailer, but now we see a close-up of her in her little water spiral out of the ocean.
That water looks really
weird.
She's
bending some light.
She's in the Avatar state, and she's bending stuff.
She looks like she's light-bending.
I don't see any... Why?
It's like she's bending yellow stuff.
No, she's not.
She is.
Okay.
Maybe it's
smell.
That could just be water, but yeah.
It's definitely not.
We think there's going to be some type of light bending involving spirits in this season. And we'll get to that in predictions, but yeah. I don't know. It's a little ambiguous. It's not, there's
maybe
no
it's
spirit.
Just bad animation.
Like, bad animation?
I mean, that's water. Then that could be fire, I guess.
I feel like it looks like water, the way she's bending it.
It doesn't. Oh my god, you people.
It does.
She's light bending.
Like the movements she's using are water bending, I think.
Yeah, they are water bending moves, Allie.
But they're
if it
not...
turns out to be light bending and I'm right, y'all are
well,
gonna.
So from what we know of light bending, it involves fairy.
It's water bending, you dummy.
It's not, but okay.
It is.
The problem with water bending is it looks yellow.
It is yellow.
Anyway, let's move on. We see a shot of Korra and Senna, her mom. And
her mom looks so depressed.
I mean.
Yeah. And she says, Korra says, all I ever wanted to be was the Avatar.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
All I ever wanted to be was the Avatar, like when you were like
You don't. That's not how.
Do you ever have a dream where that happens?
Where yeah. I only ever wanted to be myself? I don't understand what she's trying to say. It's like... It's like she aspired, I'm gonna grow up and be the Avatar. No.
She's having an existential crisis, okay?
Clearly.
Oh, you're gonna be mad back now.
Moving on, we see Korra rising up. We saw that in the trailer. Friday, September 13th, we see Korra looking sideways in a blue and green room, which is the same as, is this one the same as the end of the trailer? Not the end of the promo, the end of the trailer.
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
I think this is the scene where she goes.
Well, it's end of the...
Yes?
You're saying at the end of the trailer?
Yeah.
So at the end of the trailer, she's in different clothing.
Oh, really? Is she?
Yeah, she doesn't have her coat on.
Okay, so I guess this is a different scene. This seems
this like looks like it's from Southern Lights, because those are like the Aurora Borealis up there.
Okay, that's interesting. There's also like a tree above her, kind of.
Yeah, yes, there's trees. Weird. Yeah.
It is interesting. It does. Yeah, that does look like the Southern Lights now that I'm looking at it. You have to like put the trees in the foreground and the lights in the background, and then it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's looking pensively up, kind of. And then she's riding on Naga. Is this a new shot? Because there's a shot above her.
Yeah,
it looks terrible.
I don't think it looks terrible. Oh.
It looks like a terrible remake of that shot from the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be not finished. I don't know what episode it's from.
Her eyes
The very first core promo, they showed animatics, though, so it wouldn't surprise me if they showed unfinished animation either.
Yeah, that's true.
It just makes me sad that they do.
Well, it wasn't
remember
necessarily
when Dylan, don't believe me? About the first core promo being animatics?
I don't think it is that. That's what I was about to say. I don't think there's any evidence of it being animatics.
No, the very, very first thing...
It's not that I didn't believe you, I just didn't remember.
The one they showed where it was like a 3-second clip about come this spring.
Like 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's riding Naga, And then we see Bolin being a cop. Okay, there's a new shot. There's Korra looking sideways this time. It's the only place where this could be is probably is like Republic City, right?
I guess.
It looks like it, but then we did see some culture, some construction going on in Southern Tribe.
The problem is it's interspersed with shots of Mako in Republic City, so it's kind of hard to tell. It's possible this is the same scene. There's a shot in the trailer of Mako firebending with buildings around him, and it's possible this is from the same scene, and Korra is like watching Mako waterbend.
That would be impressive of him. I'd watch that too.
Yeah, okay, firebend.
Twist.
And she's like, she seems surprised and shocked in this shot.
I don't
she think looks he's really...
because he's waterbending.
Her nose is also not there.
It's an anime.
Yeah, that's true.
She just looks.
I don't think that's accurate.
Listener exists.
It's like that face that she makes in the first episode on the boat.
That face.
Okay, we're not going to get any more war with this, so let's go on. So we get the Mako. We see in fully animated him telling Korra about the I've got some more of those, his puns with being a police. This is from episode one, and we know when this happens because we have Rebel Spirit, so...
I'm Mako. My
video is derping.
So I'm gonna have that's to, a you problem.
I'm going to have to reload it.
Wait for me.
No thanks. According to my outline, the next new thing is the campfire. Oh, that one we're going to have to discuss in detail, so let me get that shot. That's probably the most interesting shot of this entire thing, other than maybe the last.
You know, we got an iTunes review saying that we have so much potential, but we don't.
We did get an iTunes review saying that we have a lot of potential, but
throw
we don't.
It out the window.
And, Mel got an iTunes review on her podcast that I'll stick with it for now.
But he gave us 4 stars, so I don't understand. I'm getting mixed signals.
No, it was 4 stars for effort.
Yeah, what? What do I get for doing well?
You get 6 stars, obviously.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Dark Wings, Dark Words, right? Mel's yep. Game of Thrones podcast. Anyway. Okay, so this shot. 37 seconds into the promo on Nick.com. As Mare was freaking out about this in chat, Korra looks exactly like Eska.
Well,
they're all related.
It's like an animation mistake.
I mean, they're related.
We sort of skipped over the airbending temple scene, right?
Yeah, we did.
Is it a new shot?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where?
Right like before 2 seconds before the camp scene.
Right, 2 seconds before, let's go there. Let's do that first if it's this fabled scene. This is from the first episode.
Oh, well, spoiler, right?
Maybe.
It's possible it's not. No, I think this is from this is Air Temple Island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is from the first episode. Okay, this is like right after the animatic ends. It's not really spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah, this is very.
Wait, but about Korra looking like Eska, I'm thinking that's just an animation mistake.
So. Yeah. The alternative is that she's like possessed by a spirit or something. Like,
no.
So left to right in the shot, again, 37 seconds in, is Desna, Eska, Bolin, Mako, presumably Korra, and then Unalaq.
I like their names, Desna and Eska. They rhyme, sort of. They have like a good twinny name. Twinny name thing going on.
So Eska making this face makes sense. Korra with her eyes like that and it's definitely just an animation. Not emoting at all. But why would they show this during the promo if it's terrible?
Because I don't know.
They just don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe she's in a trance or something. Like
no,
it makes
no,
sense.
It might
have some makeup
the
too.
Potato.
I don't think
she has like the eyeliner.
It's too far away to see that.
God, no, it's not. Look closer.
Like, ooh. You can kind of see it, yeah. Like, maybe they... It does look like they copy and pasted Eska's eyes onto Korra.
That's some control-delete stuff going on.
The whole face on.
And her nose, and her... Yeah, actually, I think that maybe the face shape is slightly different, but the whole face, pretty much. The hair is obviously different.
Narrower, but yeah, it's the whole the same.
Yeah. Maybe she's wearing an Eskimo mask.
That's true. Yeah, okay, so, I don't know, maybe the mother...
Maybe she's wearing a face!
The mother of spirits from The Promise came in and...
Oh, don't even start.
Maybe we're getting some of that
and
here.
And said, you'll find out one day where Ursa's at.
Yeah. Ursa's Quora! That's what we're... That's the answer.
Stop!
Or maybe the but Ko has come back. Everyone wants Ko to come back, and I really don't want them not to have Ko to come back just to piss everyone off.
I remember when like people said that Ko was going to come back. It was like Jake or somebody.
There's one guy on
for literally 2 seconds
on the largest internet English language internet forum, which I won't refer to by name, who kept saying that Ko was Amon, and just like
I remember that.
Wouldn't stop, and it was really annoying. But yeah, obviously it was wrong. So,
no, really.
I mean, we could see a retraction. We could see a further flashback.
Okay.
In later books. But yeah, Korra looks like Eska, and it's annoying.
It's definitely an animation flip-up.
Why are they doing this in the promo?
Because like, they don't care.
They just don't care.
It's because they want Bolin saying, whoa, which is what he says.
Do you know like anything about not caring about stuff?
Especially about animation. Maybe. In the end, when it's all done, they're like, I really don't care, let's just show them whatever we have.
I hope they fix this. This seems like this is probably from episode 2. Like, this isn't episode
2. No, not episode 2.
Well, they're with Unalaq. And
I think they're with her dad, too, Korra's dad. I keep forgetting his name.
I don't think his dad is there. Her dad is there.
Tonrek.
Tonrek, thank you.
I do not see evidence of that.
Because they're, like, in the blizzard thingy. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, why are they sitting out in a blizzard?
I don't think it's a blizzard.
It is.
Why?
Because.
That's mean. there's no snow falling. How is it a blizzard?
They were in a blizzard before. It looks like the same place. They're like in ice and snow and stuff.
Maybe. Whatever. Okay.
The whole southern pole is in there.
Moving on, we see Korra. This is not new. This is footage from the first Korra footage we saw with those two annoying kids. And
oh god.
Yeah, this is Mako Tumbling in the background. Oh, I need to add this to makotumbling.tumblr.com.
Oh my god.
Go follow makotumbling.tumblr.com. It's just a Tumblr of pictures of Mako Tumbling. I'll also follow bolininthebackground.tumblr.com. That's actually a good one. So Mako is just tumbling in the background, of course. It's possible that's from episode 1, but I don't think so. Right? Like that there's a fight scene in episode 1. I don't think it's from that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, no, it's from... No, no, that's not from it. Yeah, but it's not, you know what I mean.
But then we see Korra and the spirit, which is from episode 1. Yeah. The spirit pinning Korra to the wall, yeah.
Episode 1, the fight scene.
I don't know how I feel about this firebending.
What firebending?
The firebending right before the scene where he's being pinned to the wall. It looks weird.
Let's review it. It is. It does look weird. It looked like that way when we first got the footage, too. It doesn't look like it's improved much.
Well,
this was the footage that they selected for the trailer. See, I think Brian did the trailer, so he only picked good footage. But some random
not
person
a lot of it is good.
Some random person at Nick did promo footage, and they didn't have Brian's like selecting only all the best stuff from Studio Perot.
They just got one of their interns to do it, like, hey.
I mean, yeah.
That's why they have that studio mess up.
You have no idea about the story either.
Yeah, so they just...
Like, hey, look, Bora could, like, hang out in this place. It's 10,000 years old.
Yeah, and... Yeah. But so they just take bad footage. So it's possible that we only saw the best of the best in the trailer, and now we're seeing the average footage.
The worst.
The worst of the worst. So Korra gets pinned to the wall. Then we see Korra. What does she say? I have the sound off.
The south
is spiritually unbalanced, and it's the Avatar's job to fix it.
Yeah.
So this is goes along with what we know of episode 1. This does not take place in episode 1, though.
Nope.
So yeah, she's.
Why is the south seriously unbalanced, though? I don't understand.
Because Unalaq tells her that.
Because plot.
But why?
Plot.
So Korra's talking, and I think this animation's pretty good.
Sure.
In this shot, Korra has a pronounced nose, unlike in the previous shot where she has no nose.
It's an anime!
Hooray. So then we see the shot from the trailer of Korra...
Touching a thing.
Touching the thing, yeah. And then lighting up. And then premieres Friday, September 17th at 7. New episode.
September 17th.
September 13th at 7.
Why do they do that?
What?
It's bad luck.
Friday the 13th.
Oh,
not
God.
Bad luck. I was born on the 13th, so don't say that.
Oh.
That's bad luck.
No, thanks. Say, so then Bolin says, I can't stop it. What is he riding?
A motorcycle.
A snowmobile, looks like.
It does look like some sort of snowmobile. Motorcycle. So have Sadomobiles advanced into a snowmobile now?
Yes. But
it seems like he's riding it with the twins next to him, right?
Innovation.
I have something to point out.
Yes.
Where's Asami for all this?
Where's Asami?
She's not in any of this.
Is yeah, Asami, where are you?
Is she not in the promo at all?
No!
That's unfortunate. But yeah, Bolin's with Eska and Desna, I believe.
And then in
this vehicle.
It's a date.
He goes down the mountain.
Yeah, it's a date. It makes sense with what we know.
It is a date.
And then they're riding it, and then we see seemingly what follows it, but we don't know. Bolin says, can someone please deflate me? And then Eska, like, ice bends.
She's doing like a... Never mind.
She just lifts her hand up and it comes up.
Can someone please deflate me?
Yeah, and then he says thank you.
Thank you.
So, okay, it should be noted that in the middle of this, there's a shot of Korra and Naga. And it's really random because we see Korra in that shot. So why is there this random shot of Korra and Naga in the middle of this footage?
Because they don't care.
They really don't care.
I don't think
they do. Just won the reaction shot.
It's possible it's from the same place. Like
it's
the back,
not.
The background doesn't look all the same. But
it's not the same place.
Korra looks all concerned.
It's not.
I don't think this is episode one either.
Korra, like,
you're just stating the obvious.
Got off.
What, Jeff?
Naga hurried to run up, then Korra got on, looked.
No! No!
Right?
This is not what happened.
Anyway, so the question is, why does Bolin need to be deflated? That's the question.
That is the special.
Maybe he had, like, an airbag. Yeah.
Oh, it's the airbag from the crash. Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. Why?
Oh, I thought it was his coat.
It is his airbag coat, but maybe, like, you put the airbag under your coat when you ride.
Then how come Eska and Desna don't have one?
Because obviously Bolin has to be the butt of the joke and has the only one with his suit.
They can like go and stuff.
That's true.
Who else is here? Is Tonrak and Unalaq, which is interesting because of how episode one ends. That doesn't really make sense. So this maybe just
you might tag along to be like, hey, I'm going to make sure you don't kill my daughter.
Yeah,
but what is weird is that in the previous scene where like. Bolin's driving the thing. He's only got two passengers in his, like, side cart.
Yeah, so where
and
are
now
they?
Now he's got the whole group here.
Maybe
so,
the other four are on their own snowmobile.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
This isn't really even though...
Anyway, what do you think of Please Deflate Me?
Funny.
Typical.
I like Bolin.
Yeah, Bolin. Funny. Hooray.
He's not in the background here.
He is not in the background. So Bolin in the background, the Tumblr, is all about shots of Bolin not being the focus of a scene. But this, he is the focus.
But he really is never the focus of a scene.
There's many, I've come up with many shots so far.
You know, Dylan put one picture of Bolin. He was in the foreground, not in the background.
Metaphorical
background.
But he was
out of focus.
He was out of focus, which makes sense. Anyway, so that's like the last shot, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Mako starts walking away after,
Mako just doesn't care.
Mako doesn't care about anything. So that's the promo. What do you think of this promo?
I don't like it.
Pretty terribly put together.
It was, okay, it's like, I like that it gave us the date twice. It gave us the information in case we weren't.
What? Okay.
In case we weren't smart enough to remember,
it aired
like
during,
halfway through.
It did air. It did air during The Last Airbender, aka Wakeboarding, when it was showing, and it did look really good in HD on a big TV.
Oh, Wakeboarding! I remember now.
Really, you
took
just
you long
remembered
enough.
Wakeboarding. Good job.
Gosh.
That was my hashtag through like 100 tweets.
Do you think I paid attention at all?
Yes.
To your tweets.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, we had the heart-to-heart.
Also, thank you for being on Tumblr during the podcast. I caught you.
I wasn't trying to hide it. Once.
I was. Obviously, I had to just check Tumblr in order to see Mel on Tumblr. But anyway, now we are going to have a podcast plug for Audible and have a book recommendation.
Oh, really?
You can get... I still don't remember what the actual plug is supposed to be. You can get free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/FTSW. Now, none of you have done this in the past 9 months, 8 months.
For a reason.
Literally zero of you have signed
up. I like reading.
So,
myself. I like audiobooks.
Please do this, because there's really no point.
I tell my mom to do it. She likes audiobooks.
There's really no... Good. Get your mom to sign up for this. There's really no point to sponsorship if no one's going to sign up. We had, like, several people do it during book one, but no one's listening anymore, so, you know, whatever. It's really free. Like, you get a free audiobook. You have to cancel it after X days if you want it to not charge you, but it's really free. And anyway...
Audiobooks.
Today, Sam is going to recommend on audible.com, audibletrial.com/FTSW, Speak by Laurie Halsey Anderson.
Oh, that's a good book.
Yeah, Sam, tell us what this is about, without spoilers.
Well, it's a book.
It's a book, yeah.
It's like this really short book about this girl who is going through her freshman year of high school, and she's like really a little depressed and whatnot. And you don't know why, but eventually you find out she has no friends, and she's very quiet, and she's failing everything. But things get better.
Not other things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's depressing, correct?
Yeah, I reread it. I read it, like, first when I was in, like, 7th grade, and I reread it, like, a couple days ago.
But it is, the audiobook version is only 5 hours, which is really short. So,
well, the book is only, it doesn't even clock into like 200 pages. Like,
yeah, so you know, I think this is a good one. What, you'd say 13 and up for audience?
Yes.
On Audible, it's classified under ages 11 to 13. Seems a little low.
Okay. I would say like 12.
Okay, 12. That's just almost everyone who's listening. So that's
it just like stuff. Stuff happens.
Going up.
Yay, stuff happens. Okay, so check out that. It is a young adult novel. Really? You spoiled it for me? I didn't want to know that.
Oh my god!
I didn't say exactly.
I thought you knew the story.
No, I don't know the story. Oh, I was going to read it. See, Sam just posted it in the text.
So what, now you're not going to read it?
Probably not.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I have other stuff to read.
You are the worst.
Anyway, so you can check that out on audibletrial.com.
No, my mom finished The Hunger Games.
The word Sam used was not pleasant, so please use caution when reading this book. Speak by Laurie Anderson. audibletrial.com/FTSW. Okay, now we're going to do...
Kristen Stewart started in the movie.
Kristen Stewart.
She was good in that movie.
Now we're going to do book two predictions. Now... I'm going to be disappointed if you all haven't come with any predictions. So, I have come with a prediction, and it is a major one. So, basically, we're going to try not to spoil episode one during this, but we might get into slight plot details. So, yeah, there's that. Really, I'm telling you, nothing really happens in episode one, so you don't have to worry.
Well.
We've seen episode one, some of us, and we've seen... a trailer, promos, and we kind of know what the season is about. There's going to be something involving bending of spirits in this. Or some sort of manipulation and of light in spirits, because we got that from a description of something at Comic-Con. Does anyone have any ideas about how that would be applied?
No.
Great.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, we know Unalaq is doing this, like, it's kind of moderate, somewhat spoiler from book one, but Unalaq has some form of this, but we don't know any details about it.
I won't know how he came up with this, because it's weird that he came up with it, like, he's just a waterbender.
So here's my theory, congratulations.
I'm just saying.
Unalaq is being manipulated by spirits.
Okay.
Guys,
say something.
I came up with that a long time ago, though.
We mentioned that already.
But the new part, I don't think I said this the last podcast, is that Desna and Eska are spirits.
We talked about it on
text chat. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
No. Here's my theory.
Desna and Eska are spirits sent by whoever's controlling Unalaq to monitor, I guess. The thing with episode one is we never get any backstory on Unalaq or Desna and Eska. Korra,
maybe Desna and Eska's mom was a spirit, so they're half spirits.
I don't know how that would work.
That's like some Sim stuff. You can have ghost babies in the Sims.
The only thing with Desna and Eska is that Korra seems to have met them before. But other than that, there's not really recognition of their past. So it's possible that they're just created at some point. Now, an extension of this theory is that Desna and Eska are Chui and La.
Ooh, girl.
So we know we know they're from the Northern Water Tribe, and they're twins. So, like, why aren't they the moon and the ocean?
Oh, wait. Oh, God.
It seems plausible, right?
Hate my life.
Well, the ocean, the moon's already taken, right?
Well,
UA.
That's what I said, is the moon's already up in the sky.
Yeah, so it... So wait, the moon's in the sky?
That sounded really dumb.
Let me try that again. What I meant to say is that the fish that was once the moon spirit is once again ascended up into Spiritville.
What about Yue?
Chui has merged with Yue to become the new moon spirit, kind of.
Okay.
It's not clear if Chui is still alive.
Okay.
So, either way, Chui and La somehow are going to have to manipulate their physical forms.
I think you're making a huge stretch.
I think the symbolic connections are very easy to find. Plot-wise, it would be hard to justify, is what I would say.
Yeah.
They're going to have to manipulate their physical form from fish to human. It seems like they could do that somehow.
They're like mermaids.
They already look like fish.
They're definitely mermaids. The problem is that Yue's in the sky, so...
They're mermaid spirits.
She's kind of symbolically in the sky, though. But at one point, we do see Yue like as a come down in the awakening. Her come down and talk to Aang. I don't know how it works. It's not very clear.
Very carefully.
No. But yeah. So this. No. I think this is my main prediction from the season. Unalaq is kind of setting up to be the big bad of the season. At least from what we know so far, but it's too obvious. So there's going to be a spirit controlling him, and then Chui and La are spirit, or then the Desna and Eska are spirits, and possibly also Chui and La. And at some point, they're going to go into their spirit forms, and they're going to be all shocked, and Bolin's going to be heartbroken again. So because you know they love hurting Bolin, so that's great.
She's going to turn into the sun spirit.
No.
And yep. Yeah,
so Sami's the sun spirit.
The problem is
they're gonna merge together.
We really have no concept of how the season's gonna play out overall plot wise. Like, there's gonna be a 2-episode interlude in the middle. There's gonna be spirit world trips. Like, I don't think this season will have much of a
spirit world field trip.
A cohesive plot.
Well, season one didn't really either.
Avatar was much different.
Once they got past pro bending, they got it together.
Korra had a pretty cohesive plot of Amon the entire time that we don't.
It really annoys me that Amon's not going to be brought up at all anymore.
What about like book one of Avatar?
She brought him up like in the first episode. She's like, "Oh, remember when I defeated Amon?"
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Whoops, that's a spoiler.
That's like not even.
Yeah, guys, Korra defeats Amon. Yes.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know how the season's going to work. The interesting thing is that coming off of a season of Korra, which is completely different from anything we saw in Avatar, in that it was plot focused and had a plot that carried through the entire season, which we never saw. And the closest thing we saw in Avatar is the Avatar state in season two, and all of that is just mentioned in the beginning and mentioned in the end. We don't see a plot, like if you think about it, there's no running plot throughout Avatar in the seasons. Like the plot is connected, but there's no Amon. Like it doesn't work like that. So is Korra going to be more like Avatar or more like Korra? That made sense.
Maybe like both.
Is Korra book 2 going to be more like Avatar or more like book 1 of Korra?
I feel like it's going to be, like, a mixture of both. Like, not just, like, one. Like both.
Both.
Well, relevant
good.
Factor is
both
that...
Both is good.
Tim Hedrick and Josh Hamilton are back writing this. Tim Hedrick wrote episode one of Korra, Rebel Spirit.
Tim Hedrick is the best.
Even though that episode, spoilers, is not the best written, it's he still is the best.
Yes.
You're not the best written.
Ooh,
that hurts.
Wow, okay.
That hurts deep down. But anyway, so yeah. At the very least from episode one, we can tell that the tone is more Avatar-y, I would say that. Like, it's more humor-based.
Humorous.
Yeah, and just more, like, more random just things. That I don't know if that we can draw conclusions just from it, because the episode is weird, but...
The episode is weird.
The problem is that it's a first episode. First episodes of Avatar are weird. Like, the Avatar state tried to have a plot, and it didn't.
It didn't.
I think the Avatar state was good.
This had, Korra has
well, the first plot, episode though. Of Avatar ever had a plot.
Well, that's different, because that was, like, the first thing they ever did.
And first
the
episode
first episode of,
three. Of
the third season was, I think, similar to the first episode of book two. In that there's just a lot of random crap going on.
No, but it leads up to stuff, and it, like, tells you what happened, like, while...
Yeah, that's trying to make up for time. They do do that in the beginning of the episode. But anyway, let's not hint at that. I guess what... I asked you guys to come up with specific predictions. Do you have any...
No.
Not really.
Jeff.
Yeah?
Do you have specific predictions for book two?
No.
I mean... We've already kind of gone over predictions and stuff in other podcasts. I mean, what do you want from me?
Repeat yourself.
I don't know. Just stuff's going to go down. Spirits and...
Spirits.
And all that good stuff.
Spirits,
I mean, I don't,
spirits and more spirits.
I mean, first of all, this promo didn't show us anything more than we've already seen pretty much between the first episode and the...
Take
the promo
giant
from,
stabs in the dark about the overall plot of the season.
Yeah. I don't. I have no giant stabs.
Come on, my Tui and La thing like that. That's a good one.
I mean, I agreed with you to an extent Korra about
is
that.
Korra is Yue. That's
Ooh,
a good
goodness.
One.
I mean, that was the biggest one, and I agreed with you to an extent about that one. Like, it was interesting and it made sense.
Maybe like what's their names? Eska and Desna are like protection spirits. At that, they're protecting, like, Bolin and stuff, I don't know.
Why would they protect Bolin?
Why Bolin?
Because he's the chosen one.
So I think
if Eska is
a spirit, then that romance could go in two directions. Either a tragic thing where it's not Bolin's, like, there's, like, no chance of it happening after Eska's revealed to be a spirit. Or a forbidden romance where, like, Bolin dates a spirit.
I remember someone, Brian or Mike, saying something about how they played around with Bolin and, like, romance, and they said it became weird. So I'm good.
I think they did say that. Yeah.
I'm scared.
This is kind of backtracking a little bit. Your thing with them being spirits, I mean, one thing I guess that lends itself to that is the fact that it's mentioned that these two often combine their water bending in the moon and the ocean.
Yeah.
Had to do it together.
Icebergs. You're going to bring up the icebergs.
Well, no, I actually wasn't, but if you want to talk about it, that's fine. But, yeah, no, I mean, the moon and the ocean, like, the moon taught the people how to move the ocean, and, you know, it was like a whole, it's a conjunction deal, so. There. I made a stab in the dark.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think this is more likely than
a small one.
I have no idea what's going to happen, because there's just so
much. You were like, I'm 70% sure this is accurate.
Who, me?
I mean, yeah. you have Varric, and you have, like, all these Water Tribe guys, and just, like, everything, and Wand, and I don't know what's going to happen.
I would say I'm, like, 70% sure that the Destin and Eska are spirits, like...
Can I just be along for the ride? 55%
sure they're Tui and La. I would say that. No, you cannot just be along in the ride. On this podcast, we try to predict things that are months away.
Oh my god, you know, it's not my... prerogative.
Yes, it is.
It's not something I... No, it's not.
Anyway, there's a lot of moving elements. Like, where's Varric gonna go? Varric and Asami? I feel like we're not gonna see much of them.
That makes me really upset, because I want to see Asami.
We need to see some Kurosami happen.
I don't care about Varric, but yes, Kurosami.
They need to be BFFs, because it said there was that picture in the art book. That picture of them in the art book, and it was like, best friends in the whatever, It was like, best friends in the sunset, or something like that.
It was like a promotional image, yeah.
They were on the motorcycle, having fun. And there's just nowhere to be found, and it's really depressing.
Maybe she dies.
No!
No. I agree.
Just Why not?
Because
Katara's gonna die. That's my prediction.
We all predict that.
It's not a prediction.
So, Katara's not actually gonna die this season.
Yes, she is.
Like, she actually probably isn't, because she probably needs to be that plot device that has the answer to the questions that people don't know, because she's the only one still alive.
She's going to have them, and then when they ask her, she's going to die.
So, like, her voice actress was recording things somewhat recently, which is not book two, unless it's ADR, which it could be. So, it's probably, she's probably not dying until, like, the fourth season.
Watch her die at the very end of the series. The series ends with her dying. That would hurt so bad.
No.
Like, it'd be, they're not going to do that, because that's not really relevant. Like, the series
is about Katara. It would be funny.
It would not be funny. Don't say that.
Oh my god, it would not be funny.
Everyone wants her to die.
I don't.
It's not that I want her to die.
I kind of do, but then I don't.
She has to.
She doesn't.
We need to sever the cord.
She only has to so she can be with Aang, but, like, otherwise I don't want her to die.
Apparently we won't see much Aang this season.
That's unfortunate. They said he's there.
He exists.
Hooray.
I think that's literally what they said, was he's there.
Yeah. I think that was what they were talking about, like, in terms of flashbacks, though.
He's there trying to show everybody...
Like, we won't see a lot of flashbacks, but maybe Korra talks to him more than we think.
I don't know. I doubt it. Brian said no to Aang is there.
Oh, Brian can shut up.
Jeff predicts time travel.
Don't like Brian.
Brian is so pessimistic.
Brian is not pessimistic.
Yes, he is.
Stop insulting Brian. Like,
he's so negative.
He's not so negative.
Brian, why are you so negative?
I used to be the one hating on Brian. I'm defending him a lot now.
I don't like Brian.
That's a very generalized statement to me about someone you haven't met. Brian's awesome. Like, so, come on.
Yeah, he's
maybe
not.
Like everything turns into Danny Phantom. That's the theory.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The portals.
Will Korra go ghost? Yeah. At some point.
Going ghost.
That's what the Avatar spirit is. Avatar spirit. Avatar spirit.
Okay. Romance wise, where do you expect relationships to be at the end of this season?
Bolesca.
I think Bolesca will end tragically.
No, not at the end of the season.
I think so.
I don't.
Korra break up.
Korra and Mako will. I feel like they'll break up at the end of the season, leaving a cliffhanger,
and then get back together. Because
we see really no indication so far that they'll break up early in the season. Maybe eventually.
Your relationship is not destiny. Go away.
She needs to get with Asami.
Asami, Pens
and Pema are going to divorce.
No!
Whoa!
Why?
No! Don't say that.
Why, Sam? Yep.
Sam just wants everything bad to happen. They just are.
Pema's going to be like, Tenzin, you're never here.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to divorce, and then Jinora and the kids are going to stay with Korra and Mako.
Oh my god, what's the matter with you?
That would be great.
They're not going to stay with Pema?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god, they're acting just like they get divorced, so she's dead now.
Can we just have
what
more,
other?
Can we just have Korra's
parents are
going to
die.
No, they're not.
What is the matter with you?
At least you're making predictions, but they're all horribly negative.
What else is there?
I just want more Jinora Korra bonding time, so that's why she needs to stay with Korra.
Interesting.
Yeah, Korra's gonna become Jinora's legal guardian.
Yeah, like, that could happen, right?
No, because Korra's, like, 17.
Well, she could be 18 by the end of the season.
So does Avatar even have adoption?
Yeah, Avatar doesn't even have a legal age. Now, the best we knew, the Northern Water Tribe had, like, 16, I think. Yue was 16, so she could be married, right?
Yeah. That's just marrying age.
So that's probably legal age. Although that's different from, like,
age of adulthood.
Yeah, in our
age of maturation. Yeah, I think
you would assume
it
would be backwards in the have 2 years old.
Age of being able to rent a car. You have to be like 25.
Yeah, you have to be 25 to do that.
Yeah, that's weird.
But yeah.
Will Cora get her driver's license? That's the big question.
That's so weird.
Driver's license in the Avatar.
Now
when you're writing AUs about the Avatar world, or like a person in Korra's age, you have to have the person get their driver's license at 16. How weird is that?
What do they put them on? They don't have like plastic in that sense.
I don't know. What did they do in the '20s?
Maybe they just like make a passport.
Driver's license in the '20s? Could anybody just drive?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Probably.
We're kind of just spewing, but we're going to end pretty soon. But the thing is that I don't like going back to what we're saying. Asami relationship wise, it's possible Cora. There's nothing. I mean, Cora. I wish Cora, but we see no indication of that.
Being realistic, that's not going to happen.
Nick's
not going
to. Well, it's not Nick. See, here's the thing. Okay, I should say this. I see people on Tumblr being like, Nick is the one causing no gay relationships on Avatar. It's not Nick. Mike and Brian aren't writing it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're not going
to. They're not
probably not even proposing it.
They're not even considering it. And we might have a podcast on this at some point. But like, it's not Nickelodeon's fault. I'm telling you.
Disney's finally having its first same-sex couple. So I hear.
Yeah,
Wait, who?
It's on one of those shows, like Good Luck Charlie or something like that. It's going to be this character who her parents are two moms.
Oh, girl, nice.
Yep.
And Adventure Time has stuff, and it's awesome. So, Asami, I don't think Asami and Varric will happen. I see no indication that General Iroh is going to be much.
Why does everybody hate Varric?
I hate Varric and Asami because
he can't be with Asami.
I like Varric.
I like Varric.
Yeah.
He's too gross for her.
Varric seems older, much older than Asami.
Yeah. I'm not talking about a romantic sense, I'm just talking about Varric.
I like Varric, he's cool.
He gets on my nerves.
Anyway. Who knows what'll happen with Asami. I really just hope they don't write Asami out of the season. Like,
if they do, I'm gonna cry.
Like, hey, I have to secure my business.
She's like the best character.
She's the only good character along with Jinora.
What's Bosami? Is that what it's called?
Oh yeah, Bosami. I feel like I feel like they're gonna hint at that, but it'll never happen.
They kiss once and then it doesn't happen.
It might happen at like the end of book 4.
Yay!
It's not gonna happen.
Like the new Katang. Drag it out for 3 seasons.
Oh my
god. Not
and ruin it halfway along the way.
Yep. Ruin Katang half long.
Well, like 75%. We tripped at the finish line with Katang.
Yeah, it's not. Most of it was fine. Mike and Brian don't have the best track record with romance, though. Actually, any good.
Do they even know how to love?
Do they know? Well, Brian's married, so probably.
But that doesn't indicate.
That's true.
Anything.
The best of our knowledge, Mike is not married, so you know.
So much shade on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not hate. I'm just saying. Do they even know how to love?
I assume yes.
Is that? I feel like that's a song, or should be a song. The song lyric.
This is going nowhere. Let's wrap things up. Any last?
We have so much potential. We're not using it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, person on iTunes, I was mad when I read that, but I agree with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what you get for having all of us.
Not that we have so much potential.
By the way, you should give us positive iTunes reviews, and you should downvote the negative ones because that's annoying.
There's one really stupid one.
Yeah, but anyway, review us on iTunes.
Yeah,
I feel like we'll like get back into our group when we get actual new content because I don't feel like there's anything to talk about right now.
There was plenty to talk about.
No, there wasn't.
We had
Dylan. There was a lot less than I think you outlined to talk about.
I mean, I didn't really outline the predictions part, which was the problem. We talked about the Dylan theory.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Now, the Dylan theory is the search thing. This is the Dylan theory number 2. Okay, so mark that down. It's gonna come true. Okay, anyway. I've been your main host, Dylan. co-hosts, Sam, Allie, Mel, Jeff.
What? Oh.
Really? 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 Really?
I'm just making fun of him. I'm not yelling at you.
I edit, produce, and host the podcast.
Duncan really?
Is owned by Jeff.
Ending on that.
Jeff,
in that
Kevin,
tone.
AJ, tech directors. Music credits go to Jeremy Zuckerman, the Yoshida brothers, and Luke Tripp. I think that's all the credits there. You can check out the podcast credits on the podcast page, dongfeng.net/podcast, and click on podcast credits, which are just what I said. And you can check out our podcast bios, which we'll update at some point.
Oh, sorry.
I don't like to eat bagels anymore.
We are welcoming Delaney to the realm of the co-host once book 2 begins. So, yeah, she'll be
on. Way to show enthusiasm, guys.
She'll be on at some point during the episode discussions, along with the other 7. But not
which
all.
Back in 2008 would have all been on at once.
Yeah, not happening anymore.
Oh my god, I feel old now.
Yeah.
Because 2008, that's why you feel old?
Yes.
Yeah, so
5 years ago.
Great.
Stop.
Okay, what do you guys, any last comments, what do you guys want to end on?
Really?
Really?
We're not ending on that.
We're ending on that.
We're absolutely not.
I'm saying it, no matter what you end on.
What, Jeff?
No matter what you end on, that's what I'm saying.
What, Jeff?
Deflate me.
Yeah, I'd rather end on deflate me, that's much better.
Really? Is it
absolutely.
Really?
I'm just gonna be quiet.
I said credits, and Allie said what to her name. Like, come on.
Really?
I'm on Tumblr, I'm sorry.
I can tell you're on Tumblr. Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. Tweet at us at dongfeng, dongfeng.tumblr.com. You know,
that's the tweet at a Tumblr.
There's a comma separating those. You can check out my live blog of the movie hashtag live tweeting wakeboarding.
No, we lost her.
Thanks for listening. Wait, did someone drop now? 1, 2, 3. Deflate me.
Really?